Last week, there was an interesting news about a rich Florida man who just bought an $8 million island, then was arrested for grand theft for $300 household items from Kmart. I didn't know there's still Kmart is around. But after buying household items, later, this man, Andrew Lippy, went back to the store with the original boxes for a full refund. But according to the Key West police, all these boxes were stuffed with other old and used items. For example, a basketball was inside the Keurig coffee maker box. How petty it was for a millionaire. We wonder why. I guess this case shows an irony in our life. Here is one of my favorite comic strips, Pearls Before Swine, which was printed on the newspaper a couple weeks ago. Nothing I like is good for me, but everything I don't like is. Universe, why do you hate me? And then he said, someone had to ask. I guess this comic shows us one of the many ironies in life. How about this? Life is too ironic to fully understand. It takes sadness to know what happiness is, noise to appreciate silence, and absence to value presence, unquote. The ancient Roman philosopher Atticus once said, there is not enough time in life to worry about there being enough time in life. Irony is when something happens that is opposite from what is expected. I'm sure many of you saw this memorial statue when you visit Griffith Park Observatory in Los Feliz area. The famous actor James Dean made many political, professional statements about the trouble with driving cars too fast, mostly aimed at his teenage fans. However, James Dean was killed in a car crash after going too fast. Sadly, he was only age 24. It was a sad case of irony in life. Here's an interesting irony of life, too. I failed in some subject in exam, but my friend passed in all. Now, he's an engineer in Microsoft, and I am the owner of Microsoft. Of course, it was Bill Gates who said this. So don't give up anything in life because of failure or things are not going, you know, as you desire. You can still live your happy and wonderful life. We are always surrounded by all kinds of ironies in our lives and in our history. Ironies were all around when Jesus suffered, crucified, and died. He was the innocent man, but was executed like a common criminal. He was the faithful Jew, rejected by supposedly righteous Jews. Given the chance to defend himself, Jesus remained silent. Instead of condemning those who condemned him, he forgave them. The Passover lamb, Jesus, opened a path to liberation that few would choose to follow. Perhaps the greatest irony in history would be the case of Jesus. Jesus was the one who alone had reason to claim equality with God. However, he refused to do so. Apostle Paul proclaims in Philippians this morning text, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. It's a painfully amazing story of love. It's a painfully amazing irony. He emptied himself before those who were grasping for fullness. He took the form of a slave before those who claimed all power. He humbled himself before the arrogant. He died at their hands willingly rather than save himself. Today is Palm Sunday. We can see another irony when Jesus entered Jerusalem. People shouted and sang aloud, Hosanna, Hosanna. The meaning of Hosanna is save us. However, ironically, this crowd later shouted with louder cries, crucify him! Of course, there have been some biblical scholars argue that the Hosanna crowd was not the same crucified crowd. Nevertheless, we still see the irony that people turned their back. The people compromised their heart. They betrayed Jesus. The ironies did not end on the day of his passion or even on the day of his resurrection. They continue to this day. While people of faith claim that they are pursuing God's justice and peace, they are doing exactly opposite evil things. While they claim they love everyone and welcome everyone, they are doing exactly opposite hateful things and rejecting people that are different from them. Some Christians proclaim that they are followers of Jesus, but sadly, they are living a life that is exactly opposite to Jesus' teaching. They say they are following Christ, but they don't even acknowledge or confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Palm Sunday is not just a Sunday remembering Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Palm Sunday is not just a Sunday we wave palm branches and sing Hosanna. Today is also called Passion Sunday. The word passion means the suffering of Christ, suffering of Jesus. Passion Sunday is our time to recognize how ironic, how abnormal our ways of remembering Jesus are, how far from his core truth when compared with Jesus' own behavior, his own life of love and justice. Starting today, Palm Sunday, we are entering into the final Holy Week of Jesus just before Easter Sunday. Throughout this Holy Week, we are called to remember who we are in Christ. It's a time to remember how much Christ loves us. It's a time to empty ourselves and fill ourselves with Christ's humility and grace. It's a time to humble ourselves and to embrace one another, forgive one another, encourage one another, accept one another, and love one another. Let me close my sermon with a true story that happened 25 years ago on Palm Sunday at Goshen United Methodist Church in Piedmont, Alabama. During morning service on Palm Sunday, March 27, 1994, a tornado struck the Goshen United Methodist Church. It happened during a Palm Sunday drama presentation of the Passion of Christ. Electricity failed, and the congregation were trying to get along without its sound system. A window broke, people screamed, and the building exploded, injuring scores of members and killing 20. Among the fatalities was Hannah Clem, 4-year-old daughter of Pastor Kelly Clem. The night after the tragedy, Pastor Kelly was trying to sleep, tossing and turning through the pain of her own injuries. An unusual dream came to her. She saw herself trying to lift bricks and toss them aside, clearing away rubble, trying to rescue the victims. She kept doing the same thing over and over. Everything was gray and dull. But as her dream progressed, she stepped back from the scene and saw right in the spot where Hannah had been buried, children dressed in beautiful bright colors. They seemed oblivious to the onlookers and were playing and laughing with each other. They were standing on the grass of the greenest green. When Kelly awoke, a peace settled over her and strengthened her for the funerals ahead. The next day, a reporter asked Pastor Kelly if the disaster had shattered her faith. She replied, "It hasn't shattered my faith. I'm holding on to my faith. It's holding me. All the people of Goshen are holding on to each other, along with the hope they will be able to rebuild. Easter is coming." My brothers and sisters in Christ, yes, Easter is coming. Jesus lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.